Welcome back to Soda Zero. We got our first in-person guest, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
My new wave of like the pod of like Soda, when I changed it to Soda Zero. It's the first in-person guest.
Wow. Okay.
We That's got awesome. Pigeon Vision. Pigeon local nail gun, the local legend. Is that what you say about yourself?
The more.
It's all self-proclaimed.
It's all self-proclaimed. Yeah.
I am rocking your hat.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. It looks good.
I mean, you got the black one, the dark one. That's kind of scummy that you sent me this one.
You don't like the white one?
I mean, it's fine.
When I get some more, I can send you the black one.
It's fine. I'll have to send you one of these. These are my new shit drop in the shower guy.
The shower guy.
Yeah. It's just a shameless plug on my own pod.
No.
This is dropping Monday.
One of the clips I had talked about a shower story in a locker room. Yeah. Went like crazy viral.
You told one story I saw that. And people are kind of mad at you. You're like, was it the shower? Was it something in the shower, maybe?
No, it was like, it was a hog ball.
Yeah. Yeah. Some like initiation shit.
Yeah, Oh, yeah. No, I didn't talk about like anything like that, but it was more like.
Just some weird shit.
Yeah, you know how it is. Fucking weird shit in the locker room.
I do know how it is.
Yeah. Way more than me. I was like a little meat stick, but in the ACHA, but.
Dude, when I was in prep school, it used to be like nothing, you know. Sexual like that,
yeah.
But we would if you stepped on the logo, you would get spanked like with the paddle of a stick.
Really?
Yeah.
A goalie stick.
Yeah.
Oh,
and you would get spanked off the ass. Like you took the logo very seriously there. If the prep school found out about that, we would have been.
Yeah, the prep school's watching canceled. Now. Like,
yeah, dude, they're okay because I like give them free publicity all the time. My prep school, so.
Where'd you go to prep school?
Kimball Union.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Kimball Union. Okay, yeah. I went to Brewster.
Did you? Fucking loser.
Dude, Kimball Union would smack us around,
dude.
I know. They had such good squads. Like,
what years did you go there?
I went from 2016. I graduated 2019.
Yeah. That's jokes.
Dude. I remember watching you at fucking Pilgrim Arena.
Really?
When I was in middle school, and everyone was like, "This kid is fucking going the show." This kid's
pretty much.
I remember like watching this kid. I was like, "Damn, you!" And I think you had already been committed by then. Mm. You already committed.
Probably my junior year.
Yeah, it was when you were at Marshfield. It was like one of the Marshfield Hang'em games. I was in middle school.
Were you in middle school? That's funny. How old are you?
I'm 23.
23? Yeah, okay. I only got 3 years on.
Yeah, so I was like probably eighth or ninth grade.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. So, all right, let's get into your background a little then.
Yeah.
Since we're talking high school, you're from Hingham, Mass.
Yep.
So grew up hockey based then.
Oh yeah, my dad played hockey his whole life, and my brothers all play too. So.
Where's your dad from?
My dad's from Dorchester. Yeah.
I actually was taught. I told my dad like you were coming. He knows him.
Oh, he does. Yeah. They all.
What's his first name?
Kevin.
Kevin.
Yeah, they all seem to know each other.
Yeah, well, my mom's from Dorchester.
Oh, she is?
Yeah. Okay. So, like, my dad was, I told him, like, your last name, and he was coming. He was like, he's related to the guys from Dorchester.
Yeah.
Dorchester, and they all got Boston accents.
Yeah, I don't have the accent.
Yeah, I don't either.
people always like, oh, what do you claim you're from Boston? I'm like, absolutely not. I claim I'm from the South Shore of Massachusetts.
I don't claim I'm from Boston ever. I think
that's the most cringe shit ever when you're like, when people are going around, they're like, yeah, I'm from Boston. I'm like, bro, you're just not from Boston.
I say the same shit.
Yeah.
I say the same shit. I hear like,
I say Massachusetts before I say Boston.
I hear people online saying it all the time. You're like Bob Menery. He'll say he's from Boston. And then,
he's from like Andover.
Yeah, not Boston.
Yeah, I know. He's a funny character. I've been trying to get him on my pod forever, dude. I literally DM'd. I have his number. I have his personal number. And I'm texting him like a few times. He's texted me back one time. He's been breezing me. I was like, dude, come on, 30 minutes. All I want.
Just give me a minute. You can talk
stand about, outside dude, where
tell,
he lives.
Tell him you'll let him talk about the Nelk boys. And he'll fucking
I'm sure he'll go fired out. His Instagram stories are crazy.
Like, yeah, that whole story is something else. But that seems like God. A lot of drama I don't know about.
So much, dude. I don't even know. Like, it sounds crazy.
But so you grew up hockey in Hingham, high school in Hingham. Then when did you transfer to Brewster?
Yeah, so I went to Hingham High. Had a little, like... fiasco, and then I left to
fiasco.
I've just always been a man. I mean, I don't.
What did you do?
It was like some like it was.
Did you get booted or did you like?
No, I didn't get booted. It was just like
you get asked to leave.
Yeah, just kind of like, yeah. I was such a menace when I was younger, dude. Man. Like more so when I was. It wasn't anything bad. It was more just like it was like on a test or something.
Oh, you cheated on a test.
Yeah, it was like something like that.
I've never done that.
Sure, buddy.
No.
He's not so
you see my video? I did like how to cheat on a test.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, dude. So I went to Hingham High. Freshman year, I got a little trouble. Went to upstate New Hampshire, Brewster Academy.
Naturally.
Great school. In Wolfboro. You've been there, right?
Dude, yeah. Well, we used to play there. Like, that's funny because there was always those kids. Like, at prep school, there's a weird variety of, a wide variety of, like, characters at prep school. And then
huge.
There's, like, there's always a kid that's, like, you have to be, like, really good grades, really good kid to go there. And then there's, like, you know, kids like you.
The fuck ups, yeah.
They go there because they, like, fucked up. They, like,
had to go,
Their parents sent them here for discipline.
Parents shipped them off for fucking discipline.
You got to learn how to behave. You're going to prep school, man.
Yeah, there's such a wide variety of kids. You got your, like, rejects. You got your, like, kids that got kicked out. But, like, kids do shape up. Or you either shape up or it's either go up or you go down.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen kids just, like, total bomb.
Dude, like, get kicked out. Oh, yeah,
people out left and right.
Yeah.
You don't get any money back too. Like, no. You get scammed.
It's crazy actually.
But yeah, Brewster was like, it was such a fun time. Hockey wasn't like that great. Like we played Kimberly Union, we get smacked around.
Of course.
Like,
yeah.
The games would be nuts. I remember one time we were playing them and their goal horn was like the Canadians, like World Junior. It was like well, what's that song? I forget the fucking song, but it's like dude. I'm breezing it. It's like baby. That song, I think. And then we lost like 10-1 and it was like every fucking goal was like
hard fought game.
Yeah. That Lakes Region Conference is fucking really good. They had like back then, I don't know if it's still good now, but back then it was really good.
No, I think it still is, man. I think it's good.
Like Proctor, they had Kesselring was there too.
Yeah, and Riley Walsh.
Yeah, Riley Walsh too. He's good too.
He was at Proctor, right? And then Kesselring was New Hampton. I've been pro too long.
There was a bunch of other kids that were really good out of that league for sure.
Yeah, AJ Greer, he's in the NHL. He's a Kimball Union guy.
Oh,
yeah. Right before me. There's been a lot of them. But, I always say prep school was, like, really cool.
Yeah.
When I went there, though, like, I feel like you had this mindset, too. Like, when I was going there, I was like literally pulling in. It was like, fuck this, man. I'm like telling my parents in the car. I'm like, I'm in the back seat, you know, like a loser. I'm like, fuck this, dad. I don't want to go to fucking prep school. I don't fit in here. I don't fit in, man. I'm a public school guy. Like,
I'm a public school
guy. I'm hard, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm hard, bro. I grew up in Marshfield.
Are you the guy that like went home every weekend?
I know, but like I played in the, fuck what do you call it? Like split season shit.
Yeah,
so I would like go to Boston and like traveling with the team every weekend.
Oh, those were so fun. Yeah, we'd leave like we'd leave and play like the fall season teams.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a blast. Where did you play? Fun. Split.
I played what was that called? In the Salem, that league.
Oh,
in Salem.
I forget the name.
But I also played junior brands my senior year, which was fun.
Which team?
It was like a split season like U18 team, I think.
I'm wondering if it was the Boston one or like the one out of Marlboro.
It was definitely out of Marlboro. It was like the junior brewery. I know they have like GBL. Great.
Yeah, it was GBL.
No, it wasn't GBL team.
GBL Beauty.
Those are the good players.
There is the Little Bruins too. They had one of those for the split.
Those teams just rake in.
Those
like little fucking stupid tournaments, they all rake.
Bro, there is funny shit though. Like I met so many cool people at prep school. I ended up having like a blast there.
Yeah.
Do stupid shit.
Dude, my prep school was like a huge basketball school.
Really?
Like all NBA players. Yeah. So my dorm was like, I think there's like three kids in our dorm now that are in the NBA right now.
Really?
Yeah. And one of them actually, one of them like died actually. This kid, Terrence Clark.
Fuck.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of him? He's from Dorchester.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He was like top NBA prospect, like one of the best basketball players like ever to come
Holy
out of
shit.
Brewster. Donovan Mitchell went to Brewster too.
Damn.
Yeah, they had like they have so many good NBA players. Damn. Yeah, Kai Jones too. He lived like right next to me.
I actually had a good Hornets. Friend. I had a good friend that went to the NBA. That was Nate Knight plays on fucking Minnesota.
Oh really?
Yeah. There's random basketball players who go to prep too.
It's so weird. Yeah, it was like the most random thing ever. Like I didn't even realize it until I came and I was like, holy shit! Like in the fall they'd have like open gym and they'd be like every big college in the country. Like their head coach would be there, like watching the practices. That's
really?
Like every single player was committed to like a top D1 team. It was crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, it's sick. And you guys were you on Lake Winnipesaukee?
Yeah, like literally right on the lake.
Is that why you started your little polar plunge bullshit?
I remember the first time I ever jumped in the lake was they cut a hole and it would be like fucking so cold because the wind would come off the lake. You know how it is up in upstate New Hampshire. Yeah. And it'd be so cold, like fucking your hair would freeze off. like literally the minuses. Yeah. And they would cut holes like into the lake.
Yeah.
And we would jump in. And like fucking,
they it's,
like
you can washing. Stand usually, right?
Yeah, sometimes you can't. Yeah, but there are people like in the water with like huge suits yeah. on.
Because it'd be so terrible if someone drown. Just got lost in it.
Yeah, right? I know. Yeah, I know.
What a shame.
Be, yeah, I know. It'd be bad. School. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that school was great. Great time, Wolfboro.
Fuck yeah, dude. Yeah. So then you went to ASU's, right?
That no, home? University of Arizona. Yeah. The one that your buddy always yeah. wears. I see your buddy wearing the hat all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Who dude, is that?
Zach Sitars.
Did he go there or no?
No, so I was always confused by that because I thought it was like a Arizona.
Yeah, my friends baseball. Who sent me that were like, "Who is it? Like, did he go to U of A?" Yeah, no, he had an Arizona hat on. All
yeah,
the time,
so right? I would get comments like repping like ACHA. And I'm like, "What the fuck are you talking about? I went to Maine." No. I'm offended in the comments.
Yeah.
So then, yeah, then I looked and I was like, "Oh, he's just rocking a random fucking Arizona hat." Yeah, I thought it was like the baseball team because he had the jersey on, like a baseball jersey.
That was the Arizona. Yeah,
yeah.
Arizona
so a. it was
Rob
your
Gronkowski.
School.
Like Rob Gronkowski went to U of A. Like there's a lot did of like he? Sick alumni. Yeah,
yeah.
But okay. they have a we have hockey there. Like I played
yeah,
for
you
a few
played
years.
Right.
I played for like 2 years. Yeah, technically.
Would you get caught cheating?
I got
tests
no. I got caught. I actually got caught my junior year.
You got snipped, bro.
Yep, cut because pretty because of pigeon vision, pretty much. Yeah.
Oh wait, really?
Yep, this is a crazy story.
We
got to
dive into that then.
So, my freshman year, I come out of Brewster. Like every single like the ACHA. I don't know if you guys don't know, but the ACHA is like one of the most competitive. It's not no. Let me take that back. The ACHA is getting there for like competitiveness and like the level of like players and like, cause like there's so many good players and they all can't like go D3, you know? So a lot of the D3 and they're like all good quality players, but like the ACHA league is just getting better and better. So like I came as a freshman to Arizona and I'm like, oh, I'm just going to like walk on to this ACHA team. I show up to tryouts. There's like 100 people trying out. Every kid had played juniors. So I'm like, bro, what's going on? I was shook. And then I just like worked my bag off in tryouts. I made the team as a walk on. They called it like a walk on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I played the first season. It was like crazy. They play in the AHL arena, like the Tucson Roadrunners.
Oh, that's actually sick.
Yeah, and it's
fuck yeah.
It's quite the setup they got there. They have like a whole like fucking they get like 2,000, 3,000 fans a game. Like it's nuts, dude. Yeah, it's great. It was a great atmosphere to play in. And around freshman year, that's when like when Nelk was like blowing up. Right?
Yeah,
and I was like getting inspired. I was like, yo, we got to do like. A no prank. We gotta like do like pranks and videos, and that's like where like Pigeon Vision was like always like a thing. Like in high school, like it was a private story. It was just my own. Yeah, it was like my friends in high school will like say this, but my friend it was like a private story with like 10 kids on it, and I just do crazy shit on it, like nuts.
What's
like,
the name?
It was called Pigeon Vision.
No, like
then.
Why? Like what?
I don't know. I
just
like
Pidge.
Honestly, I think I used to listen to like Spittin' Chicklets, and I used to listen, you know, Ryan Whitney.
Yeah,
he used to say like Pigeon a lot, and I was like, oh, it's sick. And I'd be like Pigeon Vision. I'd be like, all right, and my friends would call me Pigeon. I was like, all right, Pigeon Vision it is. It's like I just a little rhyme stick to it. Everyone's always like, where'd you get it from? I was like, it's like a hockey thing, I guess.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah. So freshman year, I did a we were filming videos, and it was taken off. We did a YouTube, and it was like this is like while I was on the hockey team, taking off, like absolutely taking off.
On YouTube?
On YouTube, yeah. And we had a YouTube channel, and I had a filmer. We had like editor. It was fucking insane. And we were filming like one prank like every like few days.
Yeah.
And one of the pranks we did was a fake RA prank.
Okay.
Funny. Yeah, which was very funny at the time. And I was a freshman, and like I lived in the dorm. So like it was a funny ass prank at the time. But like the school, once it went like when we dropped it, it like went hella. It went like fucking instantly viral. Like it was everywhere. Like the whole school was seeing it. Like
that's sick.
And then next thing you know, the fucking coach saw it. Basically, what I did was like I dressed up as like an RA. I had like a U of A polo on, and I had like khaki like cargo pants. And we went like door to door, and I was like, hey. I'm the RA. I'm gonna write you up. Like we have to write you up. Your neighbor said you were like dogging like last night. And on the video, it's like, I'm gonna write you up for a dogging. Like, and I'd be like, yeah. And she'd be like, and it was like the most confused girl ever. She's like, what? Like my boyfriend hasn't been here for months.
We heard you taking it hard last night.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, yeah. We heard you taking it hard last night. So we gotta write you up. So then that video ended up going like crazy.
Yeah.
And the coach saw it, and I remember like one day he like called me into his office, and he was like, what is this video? And I was like, oh, fuck. He's like, the school is not happy about this video because I was like pretending to be like an RA. Yeah. It really wasn't even that serious. Like, it wasn't that serious. It was just like a funny joke, but like they took it so serious. I ended up getting a suspension from hockey. They suspended me for like a month and a half. And keep in mind, like, this is all like during, this is mid season. So like nobody's knowing what's going on. Like, I'm not going to practice. I'm not, I'm still going to school. Like, I'm still enrolled as a student. I didn't get suspended from school. I just suspended from hockey. And then, I got an email from the dean saying that they're going to move me out of my dorm.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, so
you're
so,
not an RA anymore.
Yeah.
Buddy.
So like, yeah, they're like, yeah, we're going to have to move you out. I lived in the shout out if you guys from the University of Arizona. I lived in Coronado, like one of the fucking most crazy dorms in Arizona.
Such a sick dorm.
Yeah. Yeah. Such a sick dorm. And so I, they moved me out of my dorm to like a dorm and like somewhere else. And like, I just remember I didn't tell my parents, my family, anything going on. They all thought I was still playing hockey. Like, and I was like, still, I was just practicing by myself on the ice. I was like fucking at the blue line shooting like
down and back.
Yeah. Down and back by myself. Like fucking a sicko. Holy and, shit. I would just be skating by myself. Wouldn't allow to practice with the team. Couldn't, do any of that. And then they moved me out of my dorm. They put me on like some shitty ass dorm, like somewhere else in Arizona. It was like a terrible dorm, but it ended up working out. And my parents still had no clue what was going on. Okay, so my birthday rolls around. My birthday's in January, and my family's all sending me like birthday cards to my dorm. And the cards bounce back to Massachusetts. They're like, what the fuck is going on?
What's good with your dorm?
Yeah, they're like, what's good with it? Like, they're like, what's good? Why are these cards bouncing back? And I was like, I don't know. It's weird. Like, I just maybe it's like, I don't know, like something like.
Holy shit. Did they see the video?
No, they never saw the video. Really? I took it down. And,
shit.
Yeah, they're like, what's going on? Like, why the cards bouncing back? And I was like, oh, I don't know. Maybe it's like a little mix-up. Maybe it's mix-up. So finally, my mom gets like, she sent it like two more times. She gets frustrated, calls the school. She's like, is my son fucking living in this dorm? She's like, and they're like, we can't really tell you because like he's over 18, but like, no, but they did tell them. They're like, no, he's not like currently living in that dorm. My dad called me up. He's like, what is going on? Like, what did you do?
Oh, man.
All this shit. And I was like, no, I got it covered. Don't worry. Like, they're like, well, have you been playing hockey? I was like, no, kind of like by myself.
I've been going bar down.
Yeah, I've been going bar down. I'm fucking empty nets. Yeah. And then finally, yeah, and then a few months go by. I go home for Christmas break. They like lift the ban. I come back to hockey. Like, there's just like a whole like animosity like in the room. Like, they're like, the coach like is just not happy with me. Like, all this shit.
Yeah, sure.
And then I didn't really care.
Yeah,
I was like, fuck it. It's ACHA. It's not that serious.
No, it's not that deep.
And at the end of the season, like I had a decent season. Like, look up the elite prospects.
Good numbers. Or
I didn't have sick.
Pull it up
right now. I don't know what I had for points. I had like fucking.
All
right. But if we do the points per game thing, like, I don't know what it is. Let's calculate that.
Yeah, we'll check.
Yeah, we'll check. I don't even know what I had for points, but I think I had like maybe five. I don't know.
Four.
Like, four. Okay.
In 13 games.
So what is that point per game?
I mean. Less than half.
Less than half. That's pretty good numbers, no? So yeah, so I get a call at the end of the season, like from the coach, and he's like, "Yeah, like your spot is not."
You're a D though.
Yeah, I'm a D.
We should.
Yeah, I'm a D. That. I'm a D. Yeah. 4 points, whatever. 4 points in what? 16 games?
13.
Oh, 13.
A little better than you even thought.
Okay. So that. Yeah,
not
a little
bad.
Bit. Yeah. So I get a call from the coach end of the season. He's like, "Yeah, your spot is just not guaranteed next season." I was like, "Dude, come on." But then next season is COVID, so like we didn't even like.
You didn't even play.
Yeah, we didn't even play. But in the fall, we had like team workouts, and like I was still friends with all these kids. I was living with like all the hockey kids.
Yeah.
And the coach doesn't invite me to any of the team workouts.
That sucks,
dude. It was like, what is going on? I'm like talking to the captain. He's like, I'm like, what's going on? Like, why is he not like inviting me to the workouts? Like, I'm on the team. Like, what's going on? And he's like, yeah, I don't know. I'll talk to him. Like, blah blah blah. Like, it's just total BS. And then. Yeah, and then we didn't end up playing that season. So then fast forward to like our junior year, they're not letting me go to workouts. I'm like, all right, this is bullshit. Like, they're treating me like literally like someone who was like a walk on that, like hang out with these guys all the time. And then tryouts were around. I actually had like a, I had like a good tryout. Like I'd scored a few goals. I was buzzing around the ice. Yeah. And then he calls me to the office. He's like, "Yeah, we're just not going to need you." And I was like, "Fuck you."
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, but. He's like, "Yeah, we just don't." He's like, "We just don't need you anymore." I was like, "All right, buddy." Like,
you're just not an asset. Yeah, to like the
fuck
team, you.
So that's kind of like when I went like,
for you anymore.
I kind of after that I was like, "Fuck this!" Like I'm done with hockey. Like this is bullshit. Like I love Arizona. I loved Arizona. Like it wasn't like I was gonna transfer schools to go like play somewhere else. Yeah. It wasn't that serious. So I was like, "I'm just gonna rip up Arizona."
Fuck yeah!
So junior, I ripped up Arizona. Then that's like, and then like finally, and then like beginning of senior year, that's when I started like pigeon. I had like a girlfriend. And that, no, I had a girlfriend in the summer and then I like broke up with her.
Of course.
And then I went on like a villain arc. I was like, fuck this. Good. I'm going to fucking go forward. Cause I was, I'd be watching your social, dude, I was watching your videos and when you were at Maine. Your vlogs. And that's like kind of what I wanted to do. Cause like, I was like, oh, I could be, this would be sick. Like people would probably love to see like it at Arizona. Yeah. I got cut from hockey and I was like, fuck, I can't do that hockey shit anymore. So I'm like, oh fuck, I'll just do like day in the life type shit. So like, that's when I started like Pigeon Vision, like, in the flesh right there. Yeah.
Yeah. You just went on a mission.
Oh, I want to do it. I would be posting 20 times a day.
So that was what
20 year? Times. This was the beginning of my senior year. This was like this year. Like this is this in October.
Oh, you just started.
I just started in October. Yeah.
Oh, you
like,
made
everyone
a lot
was telling
of progress.
Me, everyone was telling me like, you got to start going on social media. I was like, fuck it. And I was
You would like have people film you.
Yeah.
Shit,
no, I had a background in like some social media. Like I used to run meme pages in high school. Like, oh, okay. I knew like how it worked. Like I knew like what it took and like how it worked. And and I just fucking sent it. I went all in. I would go on these hikes for like miles, like 10 miles, 5 miles at a time. And I would just take fucking 1,000 TikToks a day. My roommate's like pretty big on TikTok. So like helped.
Who?
I mean, he has like 180K, but like he's like a pretty good following. His name's Lucas Pactor. I don't know if you've seen him. He does like advice stuff. But he's buzzing on TikTok.
He's
too.
Like your therapist.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So it was dope. So we all lived in a house and we were all doing content. Like he had his
pod. That is sick.
Yeah, and it was such an awesome like welcome to kickstart into the social media world because like I really wanted to make this happen. I was like, fuck it, I'll just do whatever it takes. And at first, you know how it is. Like when you first start, like everyone's like clowning on you. Yeah. Like what are you doing? This shit's cringe as fuck. And like once you get a little bit of traction, they like all come back. They're like, oh, like what's up,
dude,
bro?
It's so dope, bro.
Yeah, it's so dope what you're
love
doing.
What you're doing.
Or they're like,
bro.
Yo, let me get on the podcast. Yeah. I'm like, bro, fuck you. Well, I would never let you come on my podcast. Like, no, yeah. Well, it's so funny people, when that happens. But yeah, but I'm still like really small now, but like I can picture if I like
you stay, grew a lot.
I grew
fast.
A lot, but if I, it's like it's all consistency. You know how it is. Like if you're just consistent with it, you won't lose.
Yeah,
and
dude,
you're persistent.
Fuck.
Yeah,
that's funny. Like so. You put the video back up on YouTube?
No, I have it in my camera roll, but
dude,
I don't
they
know.
Fucking held you back.
Yeah, no, they heavy. Did. They did. Honestly, like I was scared. Like, you know, like I bet it was the same with you when you were playing at Maine. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, were you walking on eggshells with the coaches and like the teammates and shit?
But
like,
I just did it. So,
like, how did that? Like, was the coach pissed at you when you were doing it?
No, so I'm like stupid in a sense because like I was a draft pick too.
Yeah. Oh, Panthers! Yeah. Shout out the fucking so like, Panthers. They could use you right now, honestly. They could use you.
Bro,
yeah.
They need my grit out there.
They
bro.
Need
my
your
speed.
Fucking. They need. I think you and Tkachuk would be a fucking dirty
I'd be,
line.
Be a good dino. Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out draft pick right here.
But no, so I was like they owned my rights. So I was like still like with them. And like, obviously I played for Maine. Yeah. My sophomore year, so at prep school, you know how prep schools, you have a lot of alone time at like study hall and shit. So we all got into rapping. So I was like spitting bars and shit. And then, I put out a rap my sophomore year.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah. It's down since. I can show you it, but it's down.
Dude, and, you gotta put that back out.
Yeah, I'll get back into it a little, but I put that out. So my coach comes in like sophomore year, and he's like, you said bitches.
Oh my God, dude. This
I was like, fuck. Like, so he's kind of like mad about
such
that, but like kind of like let me do it, but I didn't put anything more out, but he was kind of like, it was stupid. I was already kind of like, they were already kind of like, oh, what the fuck is Shays? They call me Shays. I was like, what the fuck is Shays? I'll do it. Like, what's do you want to play hockey or rap? And I'm like, I don't know. Like both, you know?
Both.
But then junior year, at the beginning of the year, I always more liked video more. That was just more like, I was enjoying that in the moment. I was like, oh, that'd be funny. Like, let me put out a rap. But so like video came junior year and I was like, I just did it without asking. Like I just put it out. And really? So this, then I get the call, like, he's like coming to the office.
So this is the first time, this is in high school or college?
College.
Okay, so this is the first time you ever started like social media?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So it was like the sort of the same thing.
Yeah, me, yeah. My junior year of college.
Yeah.
Something I always wanted to do, not necessarily social media, but I was always super into like wanting to act and like making skits and stuff.
Yeah.
But I saw like vlogging college hockey as a way in. It was kind of like why I did it. And I just put the video on my coach like next day. Gives me a ring. He's like, come into the office. I'm like, fuck. Oh, like, he's not going to like it. He loved it.
Oh, he loved it. Wow. Dude, holy did. Okay, wow.
I go in.
The pit in your stomach. You're like, yeah. Oh, that's the worst feeling. That's the worst feeling. I go
and he looks at me and he's like, this is hilarious.
What was the video of?
It was just a day in the life. And I was just.
Oh, okay. That was all. Okay. So it wasn't really anything like risky or
no,
anything.
No, I was just like being, I was just kind of being sarcastic. I swear in it and stuff. Like, and he was very like, PG. Yeah. He didn't like love like swearing in public, and he wanted to put on like a good face for like a public eye and like be like good hockey player, school or whatever. Yeah. Even though he swore in public, so he like, or sorry, in private, so like he got it, like he was fine with it. But he's like, let's take the swears out. He starts like listing, so he comes through like different times of my video. He's like, at 12:26 here, you adjusted your nuts.
No
he's
way.
Like, you're gonna have to take that out. I was like, okay, I'll make sure not to adjust my nuts anymore in the video.
Is this on YouTube or is this on like YouTube. TikTok?
Okay. Yeah, it was YouTube. Oh, YouTube TikTok wasn't around yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, dude, that's why I was kind of laughing. I'm like, so they let me do it. It got to a point where he was like, hey, like, cut the swearing.
Yeah.
Like, he wanted me to, but I didn't. And it got to a point where he would like go to like coaches' meetings and like people come up to him, like, oh, do you know Pat Shea?
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, like, He's doing something good for like the program. Yeah. Here. So he just let me do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was there ever a time when they called you in? They're like, yo, like this is just a little too far.
No, because I didn't do the skits yet. Okay. So like now if I did that in college, I think he would have been like, yo, don't do that. You're making like sexual jokes. You're doing like, so I kind of, that kind of held me back a little bit. But right when I graduated, I just started doing like, I started doing comedy sketches.
Yeah.
But I never like pro hockey. They just let me do it.
Oh yeah, so I was gonna ask you, so what are they don't care about that for the Mariners or not?
Dude, no, I kind of lucked out. My first year of pro, the assistant coach at Maine was my head coach, and he just let me do my thing.
Wow.
But I got heavily more into the comedy sketches, and they kind of popped more this past like 7 months or so.
There was one video I saw with the interview. Was that real?
Yeah, that was real.
That was a real like on ice interview. Yeah. Oh my god, that was so funny. Yeah, I was like, "There's no way this is real." I thought it was a fake interview that like planned out.
No, that was real. Yeah.
You just kept it. What did the interview say? Yeah. Like, what did they say about that? They're like, "Oh,
they were laughing." Dude. He played it in the team meeting the next day. Like because no one saw it. Like I just did it because like it's on like Flow Hockey.
Yeah,
and, like people who are like watching the stream like see it. So. I got like star of the game. I mean, it's whatever. Like, I ripped a few points that game. No, nothing. Yeah, yeah, no big deal or anything. But yeah, so I get star of the game. I'm like going into the interview. I'm like, I can't just have a boring interview, right? Like, so I just like, I'll just roll with like saying the same thing. Make like be so robot that it's funny. You know?
That was the most. That was so genius. That was like Letter Kenny. Like, you know.
Yeah. So I did it, and the next day, like. Comes in, he's like, all right, this is all we need for the game plan today. And he just put that on the screen.
Oh my god. He's the like, media team work. Must have loved you because that was just easy layups for them.
So they understood, like my coaches this year were like cool, they were younger, and they just understood like it's only bringing positive things to like, it's only bringing eyes to the team.
Especially like in the ECHL, I feel like you need more eyes. Yeah. You definitely need more eyes on that league. So like I feel like it was just only good. Like if people who hate it are like old time fucking like old school hockey dudes that are just
a little more hairy in the A.
Yeah.
Like they're a little more like,
oh, you think they would be like, well, they wouldn't like it.
No. Wow. It's part of why I didn't even really want to go up. Like
really? Yeah. Oh, did you get called up this year? Or no?
Yeah. I was there for a few games in Providence.
Okay.
And, it's how like, it's kind of like there. It's more like I know everyone's like seeing it. Like I know like the coach is seeing it. Like it's a little bit.
So you're it's a little really more walking on
it's a
there.
It's a business there. Like if I played there full time, they'd probably like shut it down.
And, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting. Because we would like hang out with all the Tucson Roadrunners guys.
Yeah,
they would come out to the bars with us, and they were fucking like,
yeah.
And I would try to get them to come on the podcast. They're like, nah.
They can't do shit like that.
Yeah, they can't.
They're afraid to.
They can't. Yeah.
Yeah. So that that sucks that you had that like in college though, but like fuck it, because it started up Pigeon Vision.
Yeah, it started up Pigeon Vision, and it kind of like. Like I like the hockey like slangs and stuff, and I think that's like hilarious. I like brought that with me.
So but, yeah. So you did you always like what, when you were a kid? Like what was your ambition? Like what did you see yourself?
I always like watch like YouTube. Like
what was the Pigeon Vision,
dude? So like ever since I was younger, I was like, dude, I'd be watching like YouTubers, and I'm like, dude, I could do this.
Yeah,
I have the personality for it. I think I could do it. And like I would always be like the hardest thing in doing anything is taking the first step.
Yeah,
that's the hardest thing in doing anything. Like. That's what I learned. I was like, you just got to do it. You just got to do it. And like, whatever, you can't care like what people think of you. Cause like, it's all like, it's like hockey. It's like hockey. You have to have thick skin.
Yeah.
If you're just going around and you just get offended by like everything, every little comment, every little, like you would never last in this game.
You'll crumble.
You know how it is. Yeah.
That's true.
And like, I just couldn't like, and I just, the hardest thing was posting that first video. And then I was like, all right, actually the first video I posted went viral.
On TikTok. That's rare.
It's very rare. I was like, it was like me outside of a Circle K. The first ever video I posted on TikTok. I mean, I think TikTok does that to hook you, honestly. It got like a million views.
And then the next one will get like 7.
Yeah, the next one will get like 7. And it was me outside of a Circle K. I was like, why are all Circle K's like zombies, Black Ops 2 in Arizona? And they are like every Circle K is like fucking, there's like 100 homeless people outside. It's crazy.
Just jokes.
Yeah. And then I went viral and then I was like, I got to keep going. So I just kept it rolling.
I don't even think YouTubers... They started popping more like
YouTube Shorts rip though.
Now. Yeah, I do now.
Yeah,
YouTube Shorts. I feel like YouTube long form is kind of like fizzling out a little at the moment because people don't have fucking
TikTok's
attention
trying
span.
To take over the game. They just launched that creative like beta platform.
Yeah,
have you seen that?
Are you in it?
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah, dude, it's $1 per 1,000 views.
Yeah, it's much better,
dude. But you
much
have to better. Go over a minute.
But it doesn't count all of them. It doesn't count.
Oh, it
all
doesn't.
The views.
I didn't know they didn't count. Yeah. Why is that?
I don't know. It's like they'll count most of them. Like if it pops like the first day, if you get like a lot of views the first day, it will count most of them. Then like 3 days later, it doesn't count any.
Oh, I see. It what sucks. You mean. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, wow.
So it like counts some. They don't want to like give too much money away. They're fucking scum.
Yeah, but it is a lot. I got one that was like 26,000 views or something.
What'd you get for money?
$26. Yeah. Well, maybe it was just 26,000 of the, maybe got more than 26,000 views, but like I got $26.
Yeah. I had one do that where like the video has like 380,000. I got like $185.
Oh, it's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. It's better.
It's better. Yeah.
Than
it's,
it was. I mean,
it's definitely better than it was for sure. But are you going to be playing like, so what are your plans now?
I'm going full time with like the video shit. Like I'm diving into it. So I'm excited about that.
Dude, it's a scary reality, but I just graduated college. I'm like, do I go to a backbreaking 9 to 5, or do I just fucking go all in social media?
You send it and see.
Yeah,
you see what happens.
The hardest part is just making money to keep it going. I feel like.
Yeah, have you started at all? Have you gotten like sponsors or anything yet?
I've been trying. So this recent podcast I did with Bean. I don't know if you know this guy, Bean Shooter.
Yeah, he's
dude,
local.
He's like a local guy. Like, dude, the analytics on our first reel went nuts. So I took those analytics. I'm like, yo, this podcast that, and I got like a bunch of DMs from people like asking me, like, yo, when's the job? And I'm like, it's very anticipated. So I'm like,
yeah.
I reached out to a bunch of brands. I'm like, yo, if anyone's interested, and I got like a few people interested that are like want to be sponsors in the pot, which would be dope too.
That'd be sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah, you gotta. I think you need something.
It's hard to monetize.
Yeah, you definitely need something more long form, I think, to
that's
get
I think
more
podcasting
money.
Podcasting is sick. Like,
I think that's why I'm going to be more consistent with my pod from now on. But you do, because like sponsors like something that's like consistent where there's like loyal followers watching. It's harder when you're just doing like the one-off. Even though I think it's better because you have a lot of following and engagement on Instagram. It'd be better if you did like an ad there, but for some reason they're weird about it.
They like Instagram analytics more than TikTok for sure.
Yeah. Oh, well, TikTok sucks for ads. That's why.
It sucks. Yeah, it's terrible.
They like bury. If you post a sponsored video on TikTok,
they'll bury it. Yeah.
It's really weird.
You need to figure out how to like integrate it in. But especially in Massachusetts, there's like such a little amount of like people that are actually doing what we're doing. I feel like.
I know.
Like I know one kid, like you know Drip King, right?
Yeah, Caleb? I never met him though.
Dude, he's fucking crushing it. Like, dude, have you ever seen, like, do you follow him on Instagram or not?
No, I've
seen
his, it.
Like, fucking, his, like, analytics are insane.
Really?
Bro, he'll post on Instagram, he'll get, like, 10,000 likes in, like, an hour. It's, like, fucking insane. He has such a culty, like, fan
base. He's more serious on there, though, right?
Very, I think he's, like, yeah, he is. He definitely is like more like.
I saw a few like he was like doing like religious.
Yeah,
like,
I think he definitely has like a more serious like type following, but it is like joking around.
Yeah,
I don't know, like, but
I think he's more PG.
Yeah, I think he's definitely more PG for sure.
It's easier for him to get sponsors.
Definitely. I don't know. Like, when we're saying like crazy shit, it definitely is a lot harder to get like sponsors and like, for sure.
Yeah, but I'd rather.
Maybe not though. I don't know. Maybe I'm just overthinking it. Is it?
Yeah.
You think?
I know it is. Yeah.
Oh, you know it is. Yeah. Okay. So I haven't really tried to get sponsors.
I know it is. Cause like, when I was doing more of like my hockey vlog stuff on YouTube, that was more like just me being an athlete, a lot more people on board. Now like I'm doing like comedy skits and stuff, like companies are, because I'm raunchy, companies are like, oh, I don't know if like it's a good look for the brand, even though like they love the videos. They'll be like, oh, like I don't know, it'll be like, Bauer is an example.
Oh, Bauer used to sponsor you?
No, they like, I have connected a little bit with the On the Bench manager, and she like threw my name at them, and they're like, oh, we love his page, but like it's a little like,
do you consider yourself as like a hockey influencer?
No.
Okay, because I know there is like a niche hockey group of hockey influencers, and they're like I met a few of them in Strega on the North End.
Who
I met, like Always Hockey, Zach Bell.
I talked to him a little.
Elevate, you know that guy?
Yeah,
that dude, I met Gretzky that night too.
I don't know. I don't pin.
They work for like NHL. Like they get bags because they're all PG. That's why.
Yeah, that's why. Like the NHL will never bring me in because I'm too R rated. But I don't know. I don't consider myself a hockey creator. Like I don't want to like
to
box myself in that niche. Definitely. I like doing more than that. I'm cool with like, I love doing a lot of hockey related comedy stuff because I think it's funny.
You can't box yourself in. That's such a small, think about how small the hockey niche is.
Yeah.
It's like very small. Like you're not going like international.
No.
If that, like you got to think huge. Like huge.
Exactly.
And boxing yourself in a hockey niche is not like, it's not all that. Like you're going to hit a peak. You're going to hit a level and it's not going to go any higher.
Yeah. So I like doing it. I like doing it in humor way. So it's like comedy. So it's like, if people think it's funny, they're following it because they think it's funny, not necessarily like hockey. That's why I stopped doing like hockey vlogs and stuff. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I didn't love being labeled as like a hockey player.
I think the hockey slogans and terms.
Yeah.
Those can be like, you can level up from those for sure.
And I'm also cool with being like the hockey related comedy stuff because it's different. It's like comedy and I can branch out from there. If people are only following me because I'm a hockey player and like they like my career.
No, you don't want that.
No, it's bad. I saw it, dude. Because I took a year off. So I took a year off right after college.
Okay.
Dude, like no one, they just disappeared. What, like I had a YouTube.
You noticed all your insights were going down?
Yeah, bro. I had a YouTube following and I was doing like hockey vlogs. They were from that. So then like I would post on YouTube the year off and I would do something like different. Just like 1,000 views.
Wow.
Just like, they just disappear. They don't.
Oh my god!
They're scum, bro.
It was just because they liked your like college content,
They liked my status.
You can't do that forever.
No.
Like, yeah, it's not.
That's why I dipped out and just stopped doing it.
Oh, that's
good. I was tired of it. I was like, it's not even what I like doing. So I'm like, fuck that. So I just started doing the comedy. I kind of started over.
Would you ever get into like stand up comedy?
Dude, recently I've thought about it like more. Like I'll probably end up doing it.
Yeah, I would love to do like an open mic one day.
Yeah,
but it's easy. You just kind of like pull up and like you know, open mics. You just kind of pull up 5 minutes.
Anyone can go on. Yeah,
like any random person can just hop on.
I feel like you're more outgoing. Like
that'd be a good test. Like yeah,
I'd get nervous up there. Like I know I could do it, but because like I've done like to the camera. Like I've done like little like comedy rants, like not like skits, and they like it works, but
yeah,
it's tough, dude. Like you say a joke and no one laughs, you're like,
yeah, that is tough, dude. That's tough, especially if you're afraid of like talking in front of people.
Dude, I wonder if we held like a show, if we could sell people to come.
Actually, you know those guys like Tommy Greeno? You know those guys?
I heard that name.
He does like skits too.
Yeah, maybe.
He's a Boston TikToker.
Oh,
he's like a.
Oh wait, oh oh, yeah, you Tommy. Know. Yeah, wait, you sorry, know I didn't. Yes, Tommy. Yeah.
Greeno, yeah. He used to play hockey too.
Sorry, I've talked to him before.
Yeah, he's
funny. Know.
Yeah, he's a lot of he does like comedy skits too. Him and his buddy. They're in it like full time. They do it full time.
Yeah, I see him and like the Poppy guy.
Poppy,
Sorry, I didn't recognize when you said the last name, but
I think he does like you guys do like similar like skits and
stuff. Dude, I've talked with him. I tried to meet up with him for like 2 years now, but it's just like hasn't worked out. Like he's like super busy, like he won't answer, and then he'll answer like 6 months later, and then like it's like but we'll meet up eventually.
Yeah, I know, eventually. Do you ever go out in Boston at all or no?
Here and there. Yeah. Well, I don't. I was gone most of the year, so.
Okay. Well, in the summer.
Yeah, I'll be out and about. You?
Yeah, dude, you
love the game.
I love the game. I was out last night till like 3 a.m. in Southie.
Were you? Yeah. Last night? Yeah. Firing up? Dude, we could have pushed us back to fucking 3 if you
want. No, I don't care. I'm like crazy. I wake up at like 7 regardless.
You're crazy.
But I didn't even drink last night. I just go out. No, yeah. So most of the nights I go out, I don't drink. I just like to socialize.
Do you not drink much?
I never really used to drink that much. No, I don't really drink that much, to be honest. I drink like maybe one night. Do you drink a lot or no?
No, I don't. But like the last week I did. I was in Tampa on a mini bender. But no, I'll do weekends. But
yeah, once a week maybe.
Yeah, but
probably,
I used to twice. I used to not at all. I didn't even take a sip of alcohol until I was 19. Like,
wow.
Yeah, I used to like not drink at
all. Oh, no, actually, no. Now I think about it, same. Yeah, because I went to a boarding school. I didn't even drink in boarding school. Yeah.
Yeah, so my junior, senior year, I started drinking a bit, but still only like socially. Like I'll go a couple of weeks not drinking. I'm like, I don't care. You know?
The first time I ever drank a beer, this is a hilarious story, was my freshman year at Arizona. Dude, I came out of high school not having drank at all. Like I walk in, it's like we have like a hockey party.
Yeah.
And the seniors are like, all right. I don't even know.
The first time you drank?
The first time I ever drank. They're like, all right, guys, they brought us all in. They're like, all right.
Yeah.
And this is all like... keep in mind, like I want to do this, so this isn't like against my will. So don't try to twist this. They're like, all right, everybody, we have drinks all for you guys, like whatever. And I was like, okay. We pull up. The drink is a tall boy, like Smirnoff, like beach. I mean, tall boy, natty, like Natterday, whatever. And it was baking in the Arizona sun.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They do the
112 degrees that day in Arizona. They left them all in the sun. They go, you guys all have to drink these. I thought it was funny. Like, it was hilarious. Yeah. But that was the first time I ever drank beer.
That's the first time
first time I ever drank beer was when I was 19 in college. Yeah. 19,
then you just chugged one of a warm beer. It's really a good experience for you.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. Because then I realized I hate beer after that.
Yeah,
I prefer the seltzers.
Other stuff. Seltzers or like vodka.
I hate to say it, but I love the seltzers.
I do too. It's like
I would much rather a seltzer or a Bud Light any day.
Yeah, it's not manly. But dude, Bud Light seltzers now.
Bud Light seltzers. Yeah. Exactly. There you go.
I like taste. I like fucking like the seltzers and like fruity shit.
They go down easy for sure.
Yeah, I'm not a man, bro. I'm not a man. No. I don't drink beer. Not that much, at least.
No way.
Sometimes. Mango carts, Guinness, because I'm Irish, obviously. Like, you have to have a Guinness.
You have to.
It'd be like a sin if I didn't.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
No, I know. Guinnesses are like, oh, they're so thick.
They're like chocolatey things. You don't fuck with them?
No, they're so thick. Like, I don't like them.
Yeah.
I'm really just not a beer guy, to
be honest. No, same. I feel that. But, dude, that's funny because you seem like someone who drinks a lot based on your
vodka.
You go out and you're like taking videos out to party.
Oh my God, yeah. I don't really do those as much anymore. I'm trying to like, not that I'm trying to like branch my brand away from like a party brand. I kind of but I want it to be like, I don't know, I think they're like a fitness type like lifestyle, like,
yeah,
but like moderation, like still going out, but like showing like fitness
full
type
lifestyle.
The full lifestyle, not like some fake ass shit where I'm like, oh yeah, I'd fucking all eat is chicken breast and rice all day. Like, bro, come on, it's not like. Yeah. Like, it's not me. Like, I need some fruit in there, you know?
Dude, I want to do more shit with fitness, too, because I used to more. But then I actually wanted to be a fitness guy at first. And then I was like, nah.
It's such a tough niche.
I have more to offer.
Yeah, for sure. Like, a comedic style. Most fitness guys just get jacked, and they just kind of like, that's boring. All they have is that they're jacked.
Yeah.
You know?
Now that I have a following for comedy, I'll probably do more with, like, fitness. I'm going to do, like, exclusive vlogs, I think, where I'll show my workouts more.
Yeah,
we could get pumped together. You work out a lot.
Yeah,
right?
I work out all the time. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, actually, Freezer Tarps. When I met Freezer Tarps, he was like Pigeon Vision. Yeah, he's like the most fit guy ever. Like,
he said that.
Yeah, because he's not. Dude, he's funny. He's not fit.
His content is like. Oh, he's another one of those guys who are crushing it. Like, he's fucking.
Yeah.
Dude, he's killing his his content's like so funny, dude, and the kids love it.
Yeah,
like,
dude. Oh yeah.
I think he rakes off those hats, like, bro, his merch, dude. Yeah. I think he rakes.
He does. Does he have a younger audience, you think?
Probably? Oh, 100%. It's all like college. maybe
high school. They love the zin.
Honestly, like, he posted a video of like some middle school. So like maybe it's like some middle school.
Dude, I saw that.
That's a good audience to have that you want, like middle school, like high school kids.
Yeah,
I feel like that's the most loyal fan base for sure.
They're loyal, but they got no money.
Yeah, that is true. Actually, yeah.
I saw that video and he was like with the kid. And he was like, this guy's freshman on var, and I'm like, bro, I'm like, that kid's in third grade, man.
He's like, you got any sisties? You got any sisties, buddy?
That's a third grader. He's his
like,
mom's pool.
He's like, freezer tarps. Pull up to fucking Denver, Colorado. We can pack some upper deckies. And he's like, buddy, you got any fucking sisties?
Dude, you said you had a funny story when you met him.
The first time I ever met freezer tarps was in Tampa at, what is that bar called? The big one, the Irish bar?
Yeah, McDittin's.
McDittin's. I was just there. The first time I ever met freezer tarps was at McDittin's in Tampa. I pull up. I like meet this guy. He's like diced out of his mind, but like he's like a celebrity there. Like everyone goes up to him. They're like, freezer. Like everyone's taking pics of them. Yeah. I was like, whoa, like this is crazy. And of course, that night the Bruins were in town. Okay. And we were trying to go to that game, but like the tickets were fucked. I was like, all right, whatever. So like we just didn't go to the game. So later that night we get to the bar. I see freezer tarps and all of a sudden I look around. It's the fucking whole, it's like the whole Bruins, the Bruins players that matter. Like the whole team was like there. Yeah. We were sitting in this one spot. He's like, yo, come in, pigeon. And it was like, not like a VIP area, but it was like a closed off section where like the Bruins had their own table or whatever. And I just remember we pull up and I'm like, yo, it was him, Charlie Coyle, like Pasternak, like all like McAvoy, like literally all the Bruins were there. Like the whole crew, like I think Marchand was there too. Even Krejci was there. Like, dude, it was like, it was insane. I was like, oh my God. And then I was chopping up with Charlie Coyle. He's such a dope dude. And and freezer tarps. And freezer tarps, hilarious. The way he talks is so funny to them. And they're like,
he's not in character.
He's literally not. That's like how he like really is.
Yeah.
Like people are like, oh, like what's he like? I'm like, dude, he actually is like that in real life. Like that's character.
I didn't like, I know he said it to me once. He was like, because I had never
he's from met Minnesota. Him. Like those Minnesota guys are like that.
Yeah, he was like we were texting a lot and like we got connected a couple of years back and like we were texting and like he's like, oh, like I'm not doing a character, like this is like how I am. Yeah. I was kinda like, oh yeah, I'm sure, like whatever. Like kinda like maybe that's true to an extent. But I met him last week. I was like, yo, like you're not in a character. Like this is him to the fullest. And he's high energy, like talking shit all the time. Like he's just just him, bro. And he's entertaining. He's entertaining to be around. He's just shit talks everybody all the time. But we had a funny night. He like came back to my
Everyone buying him drinks.
Yeah, like the bartender's like, this is
when I was there, everyone was buying him drinks. They were like, freezer, temper for shop. No wonder this kid's mocked. I'm like, dude, this kid's he was mangled at the end of the night. Yeah.
Yeah, he's funny. He came back to my Airbnb at the end of the night. And we're like walking back. We stop at Circle K I'm getting fucking hydration drinks because I'm like, oh, it's the end of the night. He buys two cases of Claws and just heads back to my B&B.
He just keeps going. Is it the end of the night?
Yeah. It was 3 a.m. And he just every 4 minutes.
Kid.
He's cracking a new can over there. I'm like, bro, you just delete sodas.
He needs a Claw sponsor. That's what he needs. His merch, I think, is like, he's always pumping it. So I feel like it rips.
Yeah, I think it does.
But it's not like he does. It's not like he has like inventory and he like. I think he like has like a separate guy and they like pack it up. You know.
Yeah, he does.
But I've been trying to get that kid on my podcast, and every time I text him, he's like, "Yeah, I'm busy. Like, I'm fucking."
Yeah.
He's tough guy to get. He lives in New Hampshire. We should fucking send it up.
I know.
Dude.
Wanna?
I'm down.
Let's swarm
I'll get the
him.
Podcast set up. We can fucking send it up. Let's tell him.
Yeah, we could do that. We were talking about collabing.
He lives like up in the boonies.
Yeah, he does.
Like
North Conway. Yeah,
like that's fucking
crazy.
Up there, dude. That's in the sticks for you guys. Yeah.
We were talking about doing content. We were like going to do videos and shit the next day because it was his last day in Tampa. Yeah. And he left my Airbnb at 5 a.m. So I woke up at like 1 p.m.
You were
like,
expecting to see him?
No, I was just like, nah, I can't.
He left at 5 a.m. Yeah. This kid's a different breed.
So I'm like, like, oh, it's not happening today. I'm not, I can't
what
even
a different breed that kid is. Holy
shit. He stunted. I went there to film shit and like with my friend, and he stunted the start of it because we were up till 5 a.m.
Oh my God.
After not like sleeping after a flight. So we had like a slow start to the trip, but it was fun.
Dude, that Tampa's unreal. My brother goes to U Tampa, so I stay with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's gonna be a junior.
Oh, that's sick.
So,
dude, I was rocking your hat around. Is he still there right now?
No, he was gone by that.
Get school, yeah. Right? School. Yeah. That makes sense.
But Tampa's unreal. Like the whole downtown area and shit.
It is sick. You've been traveling around the country a bit,
dude. I went on quite the. So I started in Tucson, where my school is. I drove out to LA for the weekend, visited like Brad, the academic weapon, Brad Kraut. We did like a bunch of videos in LA, stayed with my friend there. I drove fucking 7 hours. This story's crazy. I drove 7 hours back to Tucson. Okay. And then at night I get a call. They're like, yo, do you want to go on ARAX show? And I was like, fuck.
Hell yeah.
I'm like, fuck yes. Yeah. So at that time the next day I was supposed to drive on a road trip back to Mass with my car. Not back to Mass, but like back towards, I think I'm going to move to Texas, but like towards Texas.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I get a call and they're like, yo, do you want to go on the show? I'm like, fuck yes. So I booked the last flight out, or they booked the last flight out from Phoenix. I drive up to Phoenix, film a podcast with that Alex Holm kid, the TikToker.
Yeah.
Literally 30 minutes before my flight, hop to the podcast in Tempe where ASU is, because Tucson and Tempe are like an hour and a half away. Drove up to Tempe where the airport is. Filmed the podcast, got on the flight, flew back to LA, got on our ARAX show, which is airing tomorrow, I believe.
So it'll be out by the time
the time we drop this. And we film a dating show. But it wasn't really like a dating show. It was more like a competition between me and like 100 guys.
It's a big dick comp.
So yeah, it wasn't even like me like with the girl. Like I talked to the girl like one time. Like I had really? I had like one talk with her.
You talked some Riz?
I mean, like, I tried. Wait till you guys see that. You guys got to check out that video. It was so funny. So what they did was the whole video skit was like one girl chooses one guy out of 100 guys. So there was 100 of us at 100? The start. I was one of 100 at the start. So I was like, all right, this is a long shot if I'm actually going to go far. So then the first challenge was like, you get a one-liner. Like, you walk up to her and do a one-liner, and she says yes or no, and only 25 go through.
What'd you say?
I said something like, I search up her Instagram real quick. I figured out she liked to ski. And I was like, all right, I'm just going to say like a ski pole. Like,
want to catch my ski pole?
No. Nothing sexual. I didn't say anything sexual. I was like, let's go skiing. I said something like BS. Oh. And she loved it. She's like, all right, yeah, go through. Or she said like, oh, you're cute. Go through. I was like, all right, bet. And then the next, so only 25 went through, and she was denying every person. 25 went through. Me and Brad actually went through. The next round was a talent show.
Yeah.
Okay. And then in the talent show, I did a Napoleon. Dude, all these guys were like pulling out guitars.
Oh, they're singing.
Ed Sheeran type beat. And I was like, bro, fuck this. Put on the music. I sent the guy. I'm like, he's like, what's your track? I go, just check it. I didn't want to tell anyone. I was like, check it. Napoleon Dynamite fucking dance. I literally, 10 minutes before the show, I was learning the dance like on YouTube. Man. And I was like, this is going to be comedy. She's going to love this. I learned the dance in like 10 minutes on my phone, do the dance on stage. She fucking loves it. Puts me through the next round. I'm like, let's go. The next round comes through. Only, I want to say, 6 people move on to the next round. So now we're down to 6, okay? The next round, he's like, all right, everyone, pair up. We're not going to tell you what the challenge is, but like pair up. So I'm like, all right, bet. So I pair up with like the kid I like made friends with on the show. Like Jack, shout out to this kid. His name's Lane. Jacked up like fucking like... Like we're kind of like similar, like build type, like athletic, like high energy type beat. And I was like, oh, this kid, like we're going to crush in this next challenge. I was like, fuck. But sorely was I mistaken. We get in. It's the you know, the professor, the basketball, like street ball guy. Like he's huge on Instagram, NBA, like trainer, like type. Okay. Like he's like boys with LeBron. Like this guy's huge. We pull into his gym. We had no clue where we are. Oh, where we were. We pull in. It's his gym. I'm like, fuck. And keep in mind, we have full suit. Full ties, dress shoes. Yeah, we're wearing suit and ties, man. The whole time. Like, and I'm wearing like a fucking fitted ass suit. This shit's tight, bro.
Oh, shit.
So I'm doing a dynamic. So we walk in, he goes, yeah, we're going to do one-on-one with the person that you chose. I go, fuck. And he goes, loser goes home. And I was like, dude, I'm not fucking losing. Like, there's no way I'm losing this fucking game. Cause like I came that far. There was only 6 people left. I was like, there's no way I'm losing. And keep in mind, bro, I am one of the worst basketball players.
Like, yeah, I can't play either.
The worst basketball player, like, probably, like, when this video comes out, people are going to be clowning me in the comments. Because, dude, I am fucking horrible. Like, I was playing like it was a hockey game. I literally played like it was, I literally only had a right shot. So I could only dodge right. I couldn't even dodge left. Like, I was trying to bring every shot I could left. There was just no way I could dodge left. Oh, so I'm like, I'm going to have to dodge my right. So we start, the game starts. I'm doing a dynamic like before the game. I'm in a tight ass like fitted hockey suit. You know, like them fucking ass hockey suits.
You were
suits.
Looking good.
I was looking fucking sharp, dude. I was like, sharp. Fuck this. They gave me wristbands. They gave me a headband, and I like tied my hair up. And they let me take my jacket off. So I put my jacket off and I like unbuttoned my shirt a little.
Oh, loosen up a little.
Loosened up. Stay so I was doing a dynamic. And while I was doing the dynamic, I was trying to rip my pants. Like I was trying to like, I was like squatting down trying to rip them because I was like, dude, I don't give a fuck if these rip. I'll just get them sewed back. But like, I need some motion. I need some like flexibility in my legs. So I was like doing squats, trying to like do leg kicks, trying to kick my pants open. I was trying to rip them open and they wouldn't rip, dude. We never seen them together. I was like, bro, what the
fuck? They're good at what they do.
Dude, they're really strong. And I was like, yeah. I was about to cut them open. They're like, no, you can't cut them. I was like, all right. But I tried to rip them open and the game starts, okay? This kid is like way better. Like, keep in mind, this kid is like light years better than me. Like, it was like fucking like.
Good?
Oh, he was like your YMCA like type hooper. Like YMCA like legend. Pull up the Saturday hoops. Like,
yeah,
he's getting buckets, you know. And I'm like little pigeon, like trying to fucking like they had the mics on me. They had all cameras like on me. Like the clips they probably got were so funny. And they're like, so how do you think you stack against him? I'm like. I got that dog in me. I'm going to fucking win this game. They're like, dude, he's like practicing. He's practicing on the side. He's doing threes. He's hitting like every shot. I'm like, I'm so fucked. Like I haven't shot a basketball in like a long time. So the game starts. I'm giving it everything I have. Like literally everything but the kitchen sink.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm fucking like, I'm driving the net. I'm fucking putting my shoulder down. At one point, he tried to jump up for a layup. I fucking like go like this, elbow him in the face. He's gushy, he's bleeding everywhere. I'm fucking dripping sweat. Like, dude, I could go like this. My suit was like drenched in sweat, like drenched. And he hits one. I'm like fucking go ballistic. I'm like ballistic at this point. I'm like, I got to turn on the jets. And so I had to bring it to another level of like intensity that I didn't think I had, especially in a fucking suit in a game that I haven't really played. And I just go all out. I'm like driving to the net, fucking hitting the corners, hitting everything. And he goes up three now. So now he hits another one and then he hits another one. So now he's up three and the game's a five. I'm like, fuck, I got to, and it's 3-0 at this point. So now they put the cameras on me. They're like, you're down 3-0. Like, do you think you're going to come back? And I look like dead in the camera in the eye. I'm like, I'm fucking Jordan 98. I'm coming back, baby. And I'm like, I look at the camera. I'm like, I'm the local fucking nail gun. Like, don't count me out. Don't count me out. They're like, all right. The game goes on. I like turn it on. Like, and keep in mind, she's like on a desk, like watching the whole thing with her friends. Like, she's like watching the game. So, and then she comes up to her huddle and she's like, she actually came up to her huddle. She's like, just so you know, I want you to win just because like you're fucking trying so hard. I was like, all right, I got to win now. So I was like, thanks. So it was like Troy and fucking Gabrielle and like High School Musical. Yeah. You know, I was like, I got you. Don't worry. Even though like,
you,
I didn't really even like it was kind of just, it was funny. It was just the whole thing. But then, so then the game maneuvers on. I'm down 3-0. I'm like, I got to get one in. So I do a fucking crazy dodge. Like, I'm like, I like put the shoulder down and I just fucking drive to the net, like hit the paint. I don't know what it's called. I drive right to the net and I do a layup. And it's like Jackie Moon and fucking Tropic Thunder.
Yeah,
Jackie Moon, whatever.
Semi-pro.
Sorry, not Tropic Thunder.
That's a team.
Jackie Moon and semi-pro. The ball is just rolling around the hoop, rolling it, and then boom, goes in. I'm like, boom, there's one. Let's go.
Did you win?
No. That was now I'm 3-1. So now this story's 3-1. Okay. So now I'm like, all right, I got traction. I get like fucking crazy. Like I'm in the camera. Like my eyes are like.
Are you screaming?
You
might get famous for that.
No, dude. They're like, Arak pulled me over after. He's like, dude, if they comment to bring you back, we're bringing you back for another video. Like I think from the reactions that I was like the most animated kid on the set by far.
Yeah.
So I think I'm definitely gonna get a lot of comments, but so then I'm down 3-1. Okay. We go again. I do it again. Cause the loser gets the ball. I get the ball back. He like goes out of bounds. I get the ball back. I'm like, all right, I got to go again. Same thing. Drive again. Hit shoulder right to his face. Like, I'm literally like I'm boxing right on his face. And I suck at basketball. And I huck it up. Like, the worst shot ever. Huck it up. I look at it again. Boom. Goes in again. I'm like, oh, my God. 3-2. I'm like, we got a ball game here. Holy fuck. So now I'm thinking, all I need is one more three-pointer. I need one three-pointer to win or I need two fucking whatever inside to win. I got to shoot a three. So I'm the worst shooter ever. So I finally get the ball again, and I fucking throw it up. I literally like throw it like this, two hands. Worst shot ever. Like, worst shot ever. Holy fuck. I look at the ball. It's like floating in midair. I'm like, it's literally like a scene out of fucking Semi-Pro. The ball is just floating. I'm like, oh my God. Hits the backboard, hits the rim, hits the other side of the rim, and sinks in. And I'm like fucking ecstatic. I'm like screaming, like rolling on the ground with my fucking full suit. I rip off my tarp. I'm like dripping. There's literally water drenched. Oh, I start pouring water over me. I'm like, you ever see the clip of the bowling guy? He's like, count me out.
Who do you think you are?
I'm the best. I was like, I'm the fucking best. Jordan in 98. And I was like fist pumping. I was like you would have caught the jump man in midair. And I was like, oh my God, yes. This kid was like, he was like, oh my God. Like, dude, he was so like down about it. He was so rattled, dude. I went to shake his hand. I was like, great game. He's like, he was pissing me because there might have been a few fouls in there. Like, dude,
you were throwing both.
I was playing prison ball, bro. Playing prison ball, like, dude, this
fuck
is no,
him, bro. Fuck
yeah,
him.
Dude, I was playing what is that, and Mr. T and fucking Longest Yard. I was playing prison ball.
Yeah,
there was no way.
Good,
I was gonna
man.
Lose that game.
Good.
And then the final challenge, down to three, I walk into the room and it's just her with her friends and a lawyer, and I go, what the fuck is going on? She's like,
you signed some shit.
They're like well, you signed before you came on the show, you signed a document that said she was allowed to have full access to your phone. And I go, oh my
you didn't
God
read it.
And I didn't read it. It was like
it was like
16 pages,
yeah.
Dude. We just signed it. And I was like, all right, let's go on.
Perfect.
I was excited to be on the show. I just signed it, and then that was it. So then what they did was they airplayed my phone onto a big screen.
Oh, Jesus.
And they had like Arak's like buddies and like all of them like reacting to like my phone. And like my phone wasn't that bad. I just like Snapchat a lot of girls. It doesn't mean that doesn't mean that like I hook up with every girl I Snapchat. I just Snapchat a lot of girls.
Yeah, you're snap whore.
Yeah, no, yeah.
And
she was just like going through my snap and then she's like, oh, like you Snapchat like a lot of guys, whatever. And I was like, whatever. I don't really care at that point because I hadn't made it that far.
Yeah.
And then the two kids I was going against were like fucking like finance guys, like from New York. And like they're like 26, 27, I think one of them was. And I was like the youngest of the group, and she was like 25. So like I was like, oh, dude, I'm outnumbered here. And she went through their phones, and it was like, The only message they had was like text with their mom, and like, dude, there was just no way. Yeah, they were like fucking.
Oh,
I mean, they were nice guys, but like, you just tell that they just like don't. They just don't. They're not. They don't talk to girls like that. I mean, like, I'm not trying to say like I'm a player or anything. I'm just saying like.
I mean, like you fuck.
Yeah. No. but yeah. So then at the end, she's like, I've only two of you can go through to the finals, which was the next week in LA. So I'd have to stay like another week, and they're gonna And they're like, and then I got X then. So
you
got X. Yeah, I got X then. So yeah. But when that video comes out, or it's probably already out by the time this is dropped.
Yeah, it's gonna be out. That's perfect.
Everyone go watch it. Yeah, it's on Arak's channel. Go check it out. But yeah,
you might get fame for that, bro.
Oh, I think for sure. I think I'm definitely gonna get. I don't know if they're gonna like
buzz, though.
I don't know if they're gonna like plug my. I asked him if they're gonna like plug my Instagram and shit, and he's like, oh yeah, maybe like. But it didn't sound like it. But on camera, I like made sure I was like pigeon vision. I like was like screaming.
And at
one point,
smart.
he was like, "Why are you saying like pigeon vision so much?" And I was like,
"That's me, bro."
I was like, "Oh, it's like my like social media name." And I thought he'd be like turned off by that. Like, but he was like, "Oh, like whatever," because he like liked my energy. But the whole setup, like I don't know if you ever heard of like, dude, they spend like $100,000 on
he
that
makes
one
bank,
video,
bro. That
oh,
makes
dude,
bank.
They make fucking
he makes
insane
it
money.
Yeah,
dude, the production itself, they had like fucking 15 camera guys. They had like a production crew. They had like fucking like they had like multiple locations in LA, which definitely wasn't cheap either. Like it was fucking insane, dude. It was insane.
Yeah, he goes Mr. Beast style. Like he'll put in when he gets back. He just makes an absolute banger,
dude,
and then makes it back.
So yeah. So then going forward on that. So I have them buy me a flight to Dallas, which like I fucking love Dallas. Like I want to move there
for sure.
Like, I love that city. And we meet my friends in Dallas. And we hop in the car and we drive 10 hours to Nashville.
Mm.
And the original plan was to drive from Dallas to Nashville to Charleston, South Carolina to Miami and then finish in Miami and fly back up to Mass. But our other friends driving from Mass got in a horrible car accident.
Geez.
Totaled their car. Yeah, no, one of them's like bad. Like he got a horrible break in his arm. Fuck. He's gonna get paid though. Like fucking, like he's gonna get paid. Like they got a he got a horrible pay. Yeah,
whatever then, dude.
Yeah, no, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, but fucking suck it up.
Yeah, yeah. They got cut off by a fucking 18-wheeler or something, and like he broke his arm. Poor kid. But it was a rented car, so it wasn't like their own car. Dude. But the car got totaled. But yeah. So we were supposed to drive with them in the rented car to Miami. My friend broke his arm. Bro. We spent a week in Dallas. I have a few friends that like live there.
That's where you came from, Dallas. That was the final rip.
Yep, that was a final
rip. So you met Bradley Martin too?
Yeah, I met Bradley Martin at Zoo Culture. And
cool guy, or?
Oh, dude, he's such a chill guy. I was kind of like, dude, it's a tough, funny story with that guy. I was kind of like starstruck with him because I'm just so used to like watching his video. Yeah. And I don't usually get like only like by like people that I've like watched my whole life since I was young. Yeah. Like I saw Mark Wahlberg last week.
Yeah,
I was
he's
like,
a legend.
He's a legend. I was like, oh my dude. Funny story about that Mark Wahlberg. Because first time I ever met Mark Wahlberg. I was like dapped him up.
Yeah.
And apparently he hates being called Marky Mark.
Yeah, he does.
I didn't know that. Yeah. He hates being called Marky Mark. And I was screaming it at the top of my lungs. Apparently he hates it so much that he's kicked people off set.
I saw your
because
comments.
Someone called him Marky Mark. And I was like, all right, that's not good.
Yeah.
And we filmed the video. I'm like, yo, Mark, like big fan. Like, can I film I'm a local like TikToker, like whatever. Can we film like a video? He's like, yeah, let's do it. So we start filming the video. Like I just have like a lot of energy, and I was just doing what I usually do. And I'm like, I'm here with Marky Mark Wahlberg, and his bodyguard like grabs my hand like this. He's like, yo, settle down. Mark looks at him and he goes, yo, let the kid do the video. He wants to do a TikTok. Let the kid do a video. And I was like, yo, and I'm like, yo, sorry, Mark. Like didn't mean to like in true or whatever. He's like, no. He's like, redo. I have a video of him saying, he's like, no, let's redo it. Let's rerun it and bring more energy. And I was like, no way. And the bodyguard was like, oh, okay. Bro. Yeah. And he kind of like diced the bodyguard. He's like, no, let him do the TikTok. And I was like, bet. And I was like, I'm here with Marky Mark. He did the video twice, once, but twice.
And then he gave you the old like chill, like,
yeah.
Municipal.
Dude, his Instagrams are so funny. Like he
4 a.m. club.
Yeah. He's
municipal.
Like, drip, all that design. All that drip. Dude, he must be getting a back or he owns here. That. He owns it. So he's pushing it hella.
Yeah.
But Bradley Martin. So like when I first met at Bradley Martin, I was with Brad Kraut and I was like kind of like looking, this is a funny ass story. I was like, he was like looking at me. He's like, so like he's giving Brad like a lot of advice. And he said like 5-10 minutes of shit. And about like what to do, like if you're like just starting out as like an influencer or whatever, yeah. And like finally looking at him, I was like, so, and I asked the same exact question what Brad Kraut asked him. He's like, bro, did you not just listen to what I just said?
You're like, no, I did. I didn't like the answer.
Yeah, I didn't like the answer, so say it again. Yeah, but yeah, Bradley Martin is probably one of the most genuine, like coolest guys ever. He's exactly like he is on camera. Like
he seems chill.
He's a very nice. Very nice guy. Just like he'll talk to. It seemed like he'll talk to anyone. Like everyone was coming up to him. Yeah. He'll just talk to you. Like it's cool. Like most people aren't like that.
That's sick though, man. Yeah. You're making it happen. Then good shit.
Dude, you got it. You got to just fucking send it. To like everything. Dude,
fuck yeah. So what's the future? Like what's your plan? You gonna be here for a while? Dude, or?
I really want to get out of Mass. To be honest, I just feel like I just feel like I'm like caged in here.
I feel that.
I just want to like, I know there's
not
a lot
there's
more.
Not a cage.
No, there's not
here.
A like, cage
not
here.
Cage in here.
But like, I want to like see more and like get out and like.
This isn't
just,
like you type.
Yeah,
of
no,
joke
no, no,
over.
No, no.
There's
like,
no cage.
There's
here.
No cage here. But I'm chained up in Pat Chase's basement. But I really want to get out and just fucking. I'm looking Dallas. I love Texas. Like we're looking Austin, Dallas.
Yeah, definitely, dude.
So like, I'm trying to get out. Like, I mean, maybe if it's not Dallas, maybe somewhere else. But I definitely want to get out and like just fucking
see the
get
world.
Some opportunities.
Yeah, I feel out. I'm looking to like.
What about you?
I'm looking to for now because like I don't want to get my own place until like it makes sense to.
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna travel. I want to like spend like a month or two somewhere and then go to like another spot for a month or two. You
travel
know?
Around. Yeah.
Yeah, like see where I like, see where I want to.
Yeah. But do you want to get out of Mass or stay in local?
I want to get out, but I feel like. Once I make enough money, I'll probably have like a home base here.
Yeah.
And then like I'll live other places.
No, don't get me wrong. Mass is dope like in the summers and shit.
Yeah. I don't want to be here full year.
The winters are fucking like depressing. Like,
yeah. But there's also no creatives here.
Oh, dude, there's no creative. Dude, there's no like, like how are you gonna collab? Like the whole way you blow up and feel like and like expand and like your soul is like collapse
for sure.
And there's like fucking no one doing it here.
No,
like, there's like four people.
It's weird, actually.
It's weird, dude. It's like I think it's just because Massachusetts has such a It's just like it's just not accepting of like like it's not like LA where like everyone's on fucking TikTok and like you know like I think Massachusetts is like not so against the grain.
There's not like, even like comedian. There's not even a lot of comedians here.
No, not really. No, I mean there's probably like local small ones I don't know about.
They go to
like,
New York.
Yeah, they go to New
everyone's
York.
In New York. Toronto has a lot. Weirdly, like Toronto has like a lot of creators.
Yeah, I feel
Boston
like,
doesn't. I guess everyone just goes to New York. That's probably you wouldn't live in New York.
Yeah, I wouldn't live there.
I might spend like a little time there. I don't know.
It's not my speed, to be honest.
Yeah, it's busy.
It's definitely not my speed. What about you? But you're looking to go on like full time. But like how?
Yeah.
Like how do you like? What's your first move? Just keep doing what you're doing.
Well, I got like parody videos mapped out for like they're like higher production. Like I've done a couple like a real day in the life of a college hockey player.
Yeah.
And then I did one for high school.
Yeah.
So it's like they're full length, like short films almost. And then I'm going to do more of those. Like I'm doing a pro hockey one parody video this month. And then I'm going to continue doing stuff
Is that like through
that.
A company or like through yourself?
Just myself.
Okay.
I'm going to do those and do different styles of those.
Oh, wow.
Going forward as like, I think that's my like high production one. Similar like, Arak and like Mr. Beast do. They do like one per month.
It's insane.
You know, it's just like really good. Like that's what I want to do with those.
The show. It's like a show. It's like a full production.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do with that. So then like going forward, I'll hopefully start bringing more money and go higher production.
Would you ever do like acting?
I want to. Well, that's what I do in my videos. You know, I'm acting.
Like
I love it.
Well, maybe you'd be good on like a reality show.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. I've thought about it.
You don't think you could do it?
I mean, I'd do it.
It's
but
definitely like for example, that Arak video I did. Like they're kind of like telling you what to say. They're like, but it's definitely like not. You think it's like 100% like real? Most of it sort of is, I guess. But like on the big like serious ones, like actual TV shows, like I heard from other people, it's a lot of fake. The directors are telling you what to go. Like producers are like telling you what to say, what to wear.
I'd probably go with the villain arc if I went.
Yeah,
on one.
That's. Yeah, the same. Yeah, 100%.
I think I'd be good at that. Just being like a sarcastic douche. Yeah. You know? But then that's my image to the public.
It's like Harry Jowsley. You ever heard of that guy?
No.
He got famous from like fucking pretty much doing that.
My favorite was Chad that one year. I watched one season of The Bachelorette.
Like, people get so pissed about it. It's funny. It's like comedy.
But I have a girl right now. So
you do?
Yeah,
you have a girlfriend?
Yeah,
okay.
So like if I just don't put her on, like I'm private about it.
Oh, you don't post them?
No.
Why is that?
I just like having my personal life private. Like that stuff.
Does she care about that?
Yeah.
she's definitely watching it. She's like, whoa. She's like, wait, Pat, when am I getting my fucking post on IG, bro?
Yeah,
come on.
She mentions it, but I'm like, okay,
well,
like,
well, where'd you meet her? Maine?
No, here.
Oh, and like
when
like
I came
local?
Back, yeah, like, dude, we went to high school together and I didn't know her. Like,
wow.
And then I came back here like post
grad.
Yeah, post.
Does she like the stuff you do or no? She supports it.
Yeah, she supports it. She doesn't like quite understand it because it's not her world, you know.
Oh, she does like something totally different. Yeah,
she's a teacher.
Oh wow, So maybe that's maybe posting her wouldn't be like
that's what I mean. She's not used to that. Yeah. She didn't sign up for that.
Yeah,
you know? So it'd be like that's a lot.
Yeah,
it's a lot to answer. I think it's best for like her to keep it private.
Yeah,
and it's just why the fuck do I want people to know about my like love life? Like if you have public relationship and that's it, like then people know all your business.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I feel like. Oh, I used to have a girlfriend. I never like posted her.
Well, that's different because you didn't have an audience.
Yeah, I didn't have an audience.
So I used to have that issue too.
No, I know. Yeah, I know. I know what you mean. Yeah. But like to be honest, like I didn't really like her. Like I didn't think I really liked her. Well, yeah, no, I did at one point, but like it faded out, and I was
I feel you. You know, you just you're embarrassed.
It got not embarrassed of her. It just got stale. I feel like you know, and it happens in relationships. Like I did like her at one point. And like
it
just
it
like
it was a good night.
Yeah. No, it was a good night.
We had this crazy night. I told her I loved her, and then I had posted.
Yeah, and then I woke up and I was like,
guess a minute for the long thing.
Guess a minute for the long run. Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I know, but that's fucking hilarious.
That's funny, man. But I feel like we've been going for like over an hour, so
yeah, that's good.
That's good.
We got a lot of good shit there.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Thanks for coming on,
man. Appreciate
it. This is good. We can do one for your pod too. We could do a couple.
Yeah. What's could you send me some and those and I can chop up the reels?
I'll share the files. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it'd be fun. Fuck yeah. So Pigeon Vision, everyone. Go follow him.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Follow, subscribe to the pod.
Yep.
And I'll take a video of this after. Get your Shower Guy merch, guys. Get
this, the
shower
is this like guy. The actual shampoo right here? Shower
yeah.
Guy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
I don't know if
it's gonna come in that container. It looks yeah, like
hold, oil hold it. Can. Hold it and it. Show it.
Dude, imagine pulling
that's to, one. There's a smaller
dude,
one too.
Pulling up to dude
the locker
first
room?
Of all, in the locker room of this thing, like the boys are gonna love you. Like
that's what I'm dude, saying.
Like
you're the shower guy.
Whenever I pull up the shower, everyone's like, yo, who's got the poo, bro? Like who's got the poo? Like, bro, God. You pull up with this thing. It's game over.
Do you like, see it? It says on it, you got who like got poo.
Oh, you got the poo. Does it say it on
yeah,
it?
Yeah, like in the behind the logo.
Oh my God, got poo. Yeah, literally. It's like, yo, who got the poo? Got the poo. Yeah. And everyone's like, yo, who got it? No, who's
the
that
shower
one?
Guy got
the shower guy got the poo.
The
shower guy got the poo. This is great.
Yeah, it's that's not awesome. Bad, bro. Fuck all right, yeah. So I'm excited. I'm gonna drop like the whole merch line.
There's, oh, those
like,
are rip. That's awesome. A
couple hats. So go cop them, guys.
Go cop those. Yeah. Love that.
Shower guy. But all right, thanks for tuning in.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks for having me.